Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into. Obviously, it's been a crazy week of sports. We've had the Major League Baseball postseason start. We've had the Cubs bounced in and out. The Milwaukee Brewers looking good right now. Dodgers looking good. Yankees and Red Sox tied up. Astros looking really good. The postseason is upon us. I love it. I can't wait. I'm seriously so excited. And obviously, I have a dog in the race this time, and that is the Milwaukee Brewers. Really excited about that. And excited to talk to John Poulter, professor of sports on the other side, too. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you? You're all the way in Portland, Oregon today, brother. So how's it going?
It is going great. Spending time with family, seeing some college football. And, yeah, you do have a dog in the race. Anybody that pays attention to you, buddy, knows how fired up you are about your Brew Crew.
Absolutely, man. We're just getting started. We're getting loose. We're getting warmed up. Get on board with us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a few with our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign-up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
People questioned the Brewers when they made the trade. Said, Yelich, you saw the tweets and the reaction from fans. He's just an average player.
First pitch. Deep center field, Blackman looks up, it is gone! A two-run shot off the bat of Christian Yelich. 2-0 Brewers.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. That was a beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, highlight that Scott just chose to play there. Christian Yelich has obviously been a huge story for the Milwaukee Brewers, but in general, this Milwaukee Brewer team, if you don't like them, then there's honestly something wrong with you, to be quite honest with you. There is a very likable group of guys there in that Milwaukee Brewer clubhouse, and it starts with Craig Counsell and all the other guys, man. They just follow suit. They just seem to play as hard as they can for this guy. They never give up. I am truly just blessed. I'm enjoying this ride right now. Again, only the fifth time in Milwaukee Brewer history that they have made it to the postseason. So this is not something that is given to Milwaukee fans very often. This is something that you have to earn. This is something that you get through hard work and dedication. And you know what? The Brewers have put it together. They've won 10 straight games. There's free burgers being given out by Dave Sobelman at Sobelman's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Monday, by the way. So if you're listening to me and you are in the great state of Wisconsin, if you're in Milwaukee, get over to Sobelman's on Monday. They're giving out free burgers. And again, 10 wins straight. They're going to lose sooner or later, but at this point, all is really, really good. And I'm seeing a lot of people from Wisconsin on my feed, and they're very excited. They're very happy. They're all talking about it, and this is good to see. But I do have to get back into the show. Let's get back to what we do here, and we are going to talk some baseball right now. And obviously, to do that, we're going to bring in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who joins us all the way from Canada. And pretty soon, John, by the way, we're going to have to start talking hockey, too, because, yes, hockey is back in effect, and pretty soon the NBA will be back in effect, too. But good morning, John. Welcome to the program. You got Mike. You got the Dorf Man. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and we're glad to have you. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, guys. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. You know, we're talking sports. We're doing what we love. And Mike right now is in Portland, Oregon. So he – Mike, I didn't even tell you this, but it's raining here in Phoenix. So – maybe you should feel right at home. Oregon, I'm sure it rains a ton there, and you know what, Phoenix right now, we're getting rain, and it's like 50 degrees outside. So I don't know where this came from, but it's here, Mike. Maybe you going to Portland brought the bad weather here.
Maybe, maybe. Yeah, it rains just a little bit up here in the Northwest. But, John, it's great to have you on the show. And I was just going to – Dorf, I'm just going to start it off since I'm talking here. You know, with these Milwaukee Brewers, what has been behind the resurgence, the late-season push to get them into the position that they are in now?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, Mike. And we've sort of touched on these topics a number of times. And, you know, to Andy's point, I think Yelich and Council are big issues here. You know, and we've also seen that super strong bullpen that the Brewers have. I mean, we're at the point with the Brewers where if they get five innings out of a starter or six at the most, they can bring in a bullpen that's going to shut down most teams in the major leagues. And with off days in the postseason and shorter series, you know, five games or seven games, you're going to run into a fair number of off days, and we all know that off days are the best medicine for a good bullpen. And if you've got a bullpen that's good and it's hot, you keep using it, and Council has done an excellent job in that. But you know, those pickups of Stauskas and Scope and Gonzalez and Yelich, they've all helped the Brewers tremendously, and I think the front office has done a great job in putting this team together, because 3 or 4 years ago it didn't look like they were on a very quick rebuild, but clearly they are. They've given the Cubs everything they could run for in the month of September. I mean, you look at the standings on the 31st of August, the Cubs were four games ahead of the Brewers, and the Brewers ended up catching them, beating them in that tiebreaker game in Chicago on Monday afternoon, which was one of the best baseball games I've seen in a long time. And I can say that as a neutral observer, because quite frankly, it mattered not to me who won that game. But quite frankly, to sit there and watch that was just an intense baseball game. It was a heck of a lot of fun to watch without having any skin in the game. So to Andy's point, I got to take my hats off to the Brewers. As a neutral, it is tough to dislike that team. I just think the team effort is there, and they very much give me the impression that they are a team as opposed to a collection of individuals, and I think that's very, very important in this sport at this time of year.
Yeah, good point. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking Major League Baseball at the moment, Brewers more in particularly. And obviously now they're up 2-0 on the Rockies. The game plan has got to be to go steal one in Colorado. Look, they play a little bit later on today. And I don't know if you know this, John, and I know that Mike knows only because I've said it so many times, but pretty interesting and very cool day in Wisconsin professional sports history, where you have the Green Bay Packers, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Milwaukee Brewers all playing on the same day. Never been done before today in their histories of playing sports. So I think that's pretty cool stuff for the people in Wisconsin. But the truth of the matter is look, this isn't over. The Colorado Rockies, like we've talked about the Brewers, and you said that they show this no-quit attitude, won't-die attitude. Colorado Rockies are the same way, fellas. And, you know, you got to give them credit. I mean, the Brewers were winning the game one, you know, in the top of the ninth. They give up two runs because the Rockies just keep clawing and keep fighting, somehow figure out a way to get a run across in the 10th inning. And, you know, I think the biggest play there personally was Yelich is a guy that you're expecting to hit the ball, right? But in that situation, a walk is just as good as a hit. And you know what? That's exactly what he did. He got on base. There was a pass ball. He winds up stealing a base. He gets moved over to third. And then the Moose comes in and bam, hits it out in the outfield. And then obviously Christian Yelich is walking in a touch home plate. But my point is that sometimes, you know, guys are swinging so hard for the fences, John, that at a certain point you got to realize getting on base and just putting that pressure on the pitcher and on the other guys in that outfield is so important in the postseason.
Yeah, it's very important because, you know, when you get down to the postseason, you're seeing the best teams, and we know that pitching is a big piece of postseason baseball, big piece of any type of baseball, but you're playing the better teams that generally have the better pitching, and you're seeing the better pitchers on the better teams because you're going to shorter rotations, you've got off days, you're going to shorter starts because the bullpens are deep, they're strong. So getting on base is extremely key because, A, you got to get on base to score runs. That's the obvious thing. But secondly, every base runner makes the defense play a little bit differently. And I think that's something we've seen big time in these postseason games so far. And one thing that has, I shouldn't say surprised me, because we've kind of seen pitching dominate and home runs dominate throughout the season. You look at the batting averages of all these teams through two games. Only one team hitting 300, the Houston Astros. They're 21 for 63, which is 333. The rest of them are in the low 200s, and in the Indians' case, you know, they're playing very well as, also. But I look at the Braves. The Braves not doing very well. I just don't understand why all of a sudden we've got these teams that seem reluctant to take those walks and get on base. It seems like everybody is swinging for the fences, and let's kind of discount that Yankee-Red Sox series, because I think that's going to be a series where the last touchdown wins, because it seems so far that all everybody wants to do there is swing for the fences. Pitching has sort of been non-existent, even from the top guys.
Yeah.
Playoff baseball or postseason baseball, tremendously exciting, and with a guy who has no skin in the game watching this, I got to tell you, it's a whole lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and you brought up some interesting points. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Mike, but I know we're also close to a break, and I just want to get this point in since John kind of brought it up. I think you can kind of put Atlanta in the case of they're so new to this. It's been so long for them since they've been in postseason play, and I think that they're just overwhelmed at the moment. Let's see how they respond when they go home, and let's see if they can put a little pressure on the Dodgers. As we know, you know, it's much different playing on the road versus playing at home. You're sleeping in your own bed. You're doing your normal routine. So let's see how those two teams respond, the Rockies and the Atlanta Braves, to being down 0-2. I think these series could be a long – the Dodgers might wind up sweeping, but I have a feeling that the Colorado Rockies – will make some noise before it's all said and done. And then you brought up the Boston Red Sox. You know, I've never seen a team so dominant during the regular season, but also be so beatable at the same time. You know, they have great starting pitching, but their relief pitching is something that is really not that great, John. So I think that the Yankees could wind up beating them. And if they don't, I really like Houston because, you know, like you just said, they're the only team hitting 300. They're also the only team right now that I think is totally balanced, to be quite honest with you. I think that they have the best shot to win the World Series, if you ask me. And I do have some skin in the game with the Brewers. And I think they have a very good team that could potentially get to the World Series and win the World Series. But I really like the makeup of that Houston Astros team, John.
Yeah, we've said all season that it's a very well-balanced team, and they've been pushed a little bit, but not stretched by anybody other than Oakland for about a week or 10 days there in August.
So all right, we got to take a quick break, John. I hear the music. Sorry about that. But on the other side, we'll continue this conversation. He's John Poulter, our professor of sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The 2-2 to the right side, base hit right field. Parra heading home. The Rockies are on the board with a run. Three consecutive base hits.
Kicks and throws. Down and away, gets by Walters. Yelich is at second on a wild pitch.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Albies hit 261 during the regular season. Switch hitter batting from the left side, slightly open stance, and he grounds it to second base. Hernandez picks it up and throws him out. Dodgers shut out Atlanta 6-0. Go one game up on the Braves in the best of five National League Division Series.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, and we are hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. We do talk to him a lot about hockey. Obviously, we do know that's going on, but we also have the postseason in Major League Baseball to talk about. So we're going to continue doing that. But in the weeks to come, John, as you are very prepared, we need to prepare as well to start talking to you about NHL hockey, but let's keep it baseball right now. And let me ask you this, John, with the Dodgers getting out to that 2-0 lead, they've shut out the Braves. They're peaking at the right time. It seems like the Brewers are peaking at the right time. It seems like Houston is peaking at the right time. Again, I think that the Red Sox, for a team that won 108 games, was so dominant throughout the regular season, I'm unimpressed with them. I think they're very beatable, and I almost seriously, and no joke, I'll be surprised if they don't lose at some point in the playoffs, whether it's in the ALDS, the ALCS, or the World Series. I just see them being very beatable at some point, whether it's the first round, the second round, or the World Series. I just think that their arms are going to get tired. Their bullpen isn't that great. Starting pitching is very good, and usually the bats are good. But you made a great point. The Milwaukee Brewers have something that the New York Yankees have. They have great relief pitching. And when you have great relief pitching, you can get somewhere because, like you said, John, as well, you're looking for these starters to get through five innings now. And then once you go to the bullpen, you're seeing guys that you don't see very much of. They have tough deliveries. They have tough arm angles. So they're guys that are really tough to hit. And the Brewers have them. The Yankees have them. Houston, again, I just love their makeup. I think they're maybe the best all-around baseball team. But is there some validity to what I'm saying, John, as far as how the playoffs may work themselves out?
Very much so. You know, looking at the Red Sox first, good back end of the bullpen, but you got to get there. And their middle relief pitching to me is not overwhelming. And Chris Sale and David Price have both struggled a little bit towards the end of the season, and then David Price struggling again in the postseason last night. So I think the Red Sox are a little bit culpable here. You look at the Yankees, they've got Betances, Robertson, Britton, and Chapman in that bullpen. The last three of those guys have all been closers, so they all know how to deal with this stress. So all of a sudden, you're looking at a guy like Betances, who's got a tremendous fastball. You're looking at him throwing the sixth inning, and then Robertson, Britton, and Chapman in 7, 8, and 9. That has to be a little bit overwhelming for a team, even if their bats are going good. And looking at the Brewers, I mean, you can look at Soria, Knebel, Hader, to some extent Burns, and Jeffries concerns me a little bit because he seems to be a tad inconsistent, but, I mean, if he's pitching well, he's unstoppable. But to me, those are the two teams that have the stronger bullpens, and I think we've seen in the last few years that the postseason is more about bullpens now than it is about starting pitching. As you said, all your starting pitcher needs to do is keep you in the game for five or six innings, let the guys come in, throw one inning, go through the lineup less than once. Got to be awfully tough for those hitters.
John, you take it, you know, we mentioned David Price and the struggles he's had. What is his problem with pitching in October? Because he's 0-9, he's not pitching well. At this point, I mean, would you think there's a little bit of a head game with himself when this kind of pressure is on him, or is it something else?
I think it's a lot of things, or two things specifically, Mike. I think it's head games because we've seen him pitch very well in the postseason when he's been put in a relief role. And when I say a relief role, I'm not talking about pressure innings at the back end of the game. I'm talking about coming in the third, the fourth, the fifth, or the sixth, giving them two or three innings, keeping his team in the game. But I think another key with Price is that throughout his career, he's had an awful lot of stressful innings. He goes into an awful lot of deep counts. And quite frankly, I just think by this time of the year, he's got a little bit more wear and tear on him than the average starter would, even in today's day and age where you only really expect your starter to go seven innings. So I think there's a couple of factors there. Yes, I think it's very much in his head because he's seen this happen several times, but I also think that there's a lot of miles on that arm, much more so than if you look at the number of innings pitched and kind of compare it to other pitchers with the same number of innings. I just think there's a lot of stressful innings on that arm, and I think it's starting to show on David Price, and I'm beginning to wonder just how long he's going to last and if he's going to be the pitcher that we all expect him to be two or three years from now. I suspect the answer to that is no.
John, let me ask you this. At this point in the postseason, I mean, I know it's early, but from what you've seen, Who do you think is the most complete team? I think it's the Houston Astros, but you tell me in your opinion, who's the most complete team at this point in time?
I think it's the Houston Astros, too. They've got good defense. They have got depth. They've got a bullpen. They've got two or three great starting pitchers, all of whom have been there before. We've seen them play two games so far. Verlander was outstanding in the first game. Cole was outstanding in the second game. Collectively with the bats, they're 21 for 63. That's a .333 average when you're playing against the best teams with the best players. I just think that that's a team that has got experience. It's got depth. It's got pretty much everything that you would want. It's just a question of everybody has to come to the ballpark every day with their A game, and I think they're all professional enough that they can do that. You know, when you look at the fact that they've got this kid, I believe his name is Straw, that's on the roster simply to be a pinch runner. You're sacrificing a spot on your roster for a guy that's a pinch runner that I think had six at-bats in the regular season. That's got to tell me how deep that organization is.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, it's interesting because you find these guys that are somewhat of a specialty type player, you know, like you're talking about. You have guys that just come in, late in ball games to pinch hit, and they get that one opportunity. If they don't make something happen in that one opportunity, that's their night, you know, and you've seen it several times throughout the postseason. And then you have guys who come in big moments to pinch run. And you know what? If they don't come across the plate, then their moment is gone. So I think it's really cool watching the dynamics of the postseason play, John, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it is. And, you know, in the case of a kid like Straw and several that we've seen before that have come up at the end of the year and basically they're participating in a track meet. They're not, I'm not going to say they're not baseball players because they've earned the right to be on a major league roster, but they're there for a specific skill at a specific time in a game. And the pressure on them has to be tremendous and they have to produce. And I got to give these guys a lot of marks, but when you can put a guy in there, and I think when I looked at the numbers for this kid, I think he stole 70 bases between AA and AAA this season. You look at that's a shorter season. I think it's 130 games as opposed to 160.
Yeah.
That projects out to like an 89 or 90 stolen base season in the major leagues. I think that's a great option to have on your bench. You just have to know when to use it and use it properly.
All right, John, so real quickly, in about 10 seconds or less, because we got to let you run because the music is going, who's in the World Series at this point? Who do you think is going to be there?
Looking at it today, I'd say the Brewers and the Astros.
I love it. I love the way you're thinking, man. Have a wonderful Sunday, John.
Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
Sounds good. That's our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
There's a shot well hit to left center field. It is on its way, and it is gone. Third home run of the night for the Dodgers. Hernandez, who hit 21 during the regular season.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule.
Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Parker going to take that deep shot down the field. Got it! Touchdown, Trey Eford!
We'll run out of the pistol now. Fromm in the shotgun. He moves Nauta from right to left. Tennessee's defense shifts. We hand it to DeAndre. Starts left, cuts back right across the grain. 10, 5. Carrying people across the goal line. Touchdown!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us in several different ways, to be honest with you. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by those clips, again, Scott, I love the clips he always plays for us. And from those clips, you know we're going to switch gears. We've been talking some Major League Baseball, and rightfully so. It's a postseason time. But now it's time to talk a little bit about what's going on in college football. As I know that, Mike, you were at the Oregon State Beaver game. I'm sure that was exciting, a lot of fun for you. I know that's your alma mater, so it's always kind of fun going back and seeing those things. But look, man, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State wound up pulling away. Clemson looked pretty impressive finally. LSU goes down to Florida. Notre Dame gets a nice victory over Virginia Tech. Texas, that was a really fun game. I happened to watch that one. That one was fun, Mike, to be quite honest with you. Texas pulls it off over Oklahoma. Auburn loses to Mississippi State. West Virginia gets it done over Kansas. Washington hangs on over UCLA. UCF, a team that gets like no respect ever. All they do is win. They win impressively. I know their strength of schedule probably isn't the greatest, but they just continue to impress. Kentucky, this was a spot where people thought Kentucky could have a loss. They did. They went down to Texas A&M. But Kentucky, you got to give them kudos and credit, Mike. They made it all the way up in the ranks to 13. And then a team that you talked a little bit about earlier, maybe a couple weeks ago, Utah, when you talked about them and said, you know, this is a team that has a chance potentially to win the Pac-12 South or whatever it is. And they go out and they hammer Stanford at home 40-21. So that's an impressive victory for Utah and not so good for Stanford. They've got two losses now, so they're in big trouble. Michigan gets it done over Maryland. Wisconsin beats Nebraska. Miami takes care of Florida State. That was another good, fun game to watch, too. Northwestern beats Michigan State, and then Arizona State goes down to Colorado. I watched some of that game, too. Look, they just couldn't stop them when they needed to stop them, but it is what it is. NC State pulls it off over BC, and then Oklahoma State goes down to Iowa State. So lots of upsets once again, Mike, in college football.
Yeah, a lot of fun games, like you're saying, and a lot of upsets. I mean, that people were asking me about the Texas-Oklahoma game during the week, and I said, don't sleep on Texas. They are starting to turn things around a little bit. They might be a little bit ahead of schedule down there in Austin, but yesterday you saw how good that Texas offense can be. I mean, Oklahoma came back on that Longhorn defense a little bit in spades yesterday in the second half, but Texas holds on for the 3-point win. And boy, that Sam Ellinger, man, he tore it up yesterday, 24-35, 314. And then a team that I think a little there are some people sleeping on is West Virginia. And they may – I do think they have the best or one of the best quarterbacks in the country in Will Grier. He just goes out and does his job and leads his team to victory. And then the other thing is, hey, look at Notre Dame. is how good is Notre Dame right now? I mean, they go to Virginia Tech. I mean, that's always an interesting place to play. I mean, they play the whole Enter the Sandman when the team comes on the field, and they get everybody jacked up there in Blacksburg, but Notre Dame takes care of business, man. I think Notre Dame, as much as I'm not an Irish guy at all, but I think Notre Dame, if they keep winning, they're going to be in the playoffs. I really do.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. It reminds me of a few years back when they had Manti Te'o, and they were able to get themselves to the national title game, and then they wound up getting schooled big time in the national title game. But I agree with you. I think Notre Dame has a very good opportunity to get themselves into the national playoff hunt. I agree 100%. But is there anybody that can touch Alabama? Let's be honest. I mean, they are so good. And I don't care who they're playing, because a lot of times, you know, right, their schedule, you're looking at and they're like, oh, they're playing nobody. But look, in the SEC, whoever they play, they pretty much pound them, and it doesn't really matter who they're playing. So can anybody beat Alabama? I mean, Tua's fantastic, man.
Yeah, Tua's going to be up for the Heisman here. I mean, look at this. Yesterday, he only threw the ball 13 times. He completed 10 passes, but he had 334 yards and 4 TDs with 10 completed passes. That tells you, I mean, you know what that tells you, is that offense is just humming along, and that the quarterback controversy that they had in Tuscaloosa, that thing is over. Tua's the guy. Tua's the man for the Crimson Tide right now. I think the only team that could possibly hang with them, and this just drives me nuts because I'm not a fan at all, is Ohio State. I think Ohio State has the athletes. I think they have the speed. I think they could hang with them. I'm not saying they could beat them, but they could probably give the Tide a ball game. Plus, they got that big quarterback in Dwayne Haskins. I mean, he threw for a little over 450 yards yesterday, had 6 touchdowns. Granted, they were playing Indiana, but you still got to go out and perform. And Haskins, I think, is that quarterback that Ohio State hasn't had in a while. I mean, I know they've had JT Barrett, but Haskins is a big kid. He can throw it downfield, and he's athletic. I mean, he can move around as well. But Alabama right now, it's Alabama and everybody else, except maybe for Ohio State, that could step up and give them a game.
So you're not giving any love to Georgia. Jake Fromm back once again, you know, from his last year season.
He struggled a little bit.
He has, but in general, back one more year, they finally look.
Yeah.
I mean, again, Vanderbilt, you're not playing the greatest competition. Let's be honest. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Vanderbilt
exactly.
is a team that's 3-3. They're 0-2 in the SEC. Georgia's 6-0. They're 4-0 in the SEC. You know, so look, I think it all leads down to a showdown with Alabama and Georgia at the end of the season, right?
Yeah, especially in the SEC. In the SEC title game, I think it's Alabama and Georgia, and everybody else is just picking up the crumbs.
Well, and then in that case, let's just say that, for instance, Georgia winds up beating in Alabama at that point in time. What does that
right.
do to them? Does that take them out of the national title hunt? I don't think so. What about you?
No, not at all.
You
know, if you get to the conference title game and you're Alabama, and even if you get beat soundly, who are you going to replace Bama with in the playoff? Like, seriously, who are you going to put in their place just because they lost their conference title game? So Bama can get beat in their conference title game and still get in the playoffs. That's just how good Bama is right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Just out of curiosity, I mean, we've talked about this before too. Do you like the way that the system is set up right now, or do you think in the next couple few years they will tweak it and make it so that it's 6 teams or maybe even 8 teams potentially?
Oh, I think I like it the way it is because it gives people like you and me a lot to talk about who gets into the Final Four kind of thing. But I do think, you know, there's so much money being made, Dorf. They're just making hand over fist in terms of money that if they were to tweak it and let in 6 teams, I think that's the next step, is to let in 6 teams. and go from there, that the money that's out there to be made off of something like this is too hard to resist for these people.
Well, hey, just out of curiosity, since you brought up money, what's your feeling about college athletes getting paid potentially down the road? And, you know, we just saw a kid yesterday, a top draft pick, get injured, some sort of a neck injury, if I'm not mistaken, and probably his playing career is over. So what say you about paying college athletes in the future?
Well, if you're going to pay college athletes, I mean, a lot of people look at it, they're already getting paid. They're getting, you know, the school's paying them to come to school, to play for them, to study at their school, that whole thing. But let's face it. I mean, the players, and I'm just talking football right now, are the ones who bring everybody to the, stadium. I think they have to work out something to let these kids maybe make a little bit more money, have some kind of, I don't know, account that they could cash in after, they leave school. You know, if they're going to base, you know, jersey sales and all that kind of stuff, off these kids and make money off these kids, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but you do approach a slippery slope when you start paying college athletes. But let's face it, these kids, they put up with a lot that the normal student doesn't have to deal with in terms of practice, travel for the games, travel home from the games, you know, and just trying to divide up their time. So if it happens, I'm not opposed to it, but I understand why they don't want to do it as of yet.
So tell me a little bit about your experience at Oregon State there in Corvallis. What happened in that game?
Oh, you know, the Beavers are in massive rebuild mode. They played Washington State, so they played the Wizard in Mike Leach. I think everybody knows who Mike Leach is. I mean, he's a great interview. He's great to listen to, but he is an offensive genius to me. And he makes the most with what he has. The game started off in the first minute and a half, Washington State scored two touchdowns. They blocked the kick. They went down the field on their opening drive, in three plays and scored. They, like I said, they blocked the kick for a touchdown, and all of a sudden, with 13 and a half minutes to go in the first quarter, Beavs go down 14-0. They Beavs fight their way back into it, and they make a game of it, but Washington State pulls away late. But, you know, the Beavs lose, and I expect that. I still look at it as, all right, Oregon State's still a national champions in college baseball, so all is not lost. But I got to spend the game with my brother, my niece, and my son, his first game up in Corvallis. So all was not lost. It was a good time.
Sounds good. Hey, let me ask you this real quickly, because we're up against a break here in a couple minutes, too. So Arizona State goes down to Colorado Boulder.
Yeah,
they play a pretty decent game, to be honest with you. But they couldn't get off the field when they needed to get off the field. Is that what you saw?
That's pretty much what I saw. Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, it looked like Manny got kind of banged up there towards the end of the game.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that. But and Manny's the guy that makes that team go. He is beloved in that locker room. He's been around for a long time. He's a good leader for that Sun Devil team. But you know, every time that you and I talk about Arizona State and they have an opportunity to do something special, you know, maybe take control of the South. I mean, that was probably the most one of the most important games in the Pac-12 yesterday, and they didn't do it. Colorado made the play. Let's just face it. Colorado made the plays. They're 5-0, which is surprising because everybody picked them to finish last. So Herm still has some work to do.
Not only that, Montez, he's really improved a lot. I love that Steven Montez kid. Colorado's in the top 20 now after they beat Arizona State, I'm sure, especially with some of the losses. We got to take another quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it, and then we're going to come back and wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into, a lot to talk about. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Well, Mike, hour number one is just about in the books, man. And I know you're only going to be with me for about 20 minutes or so in the next hour. So we'll get as much NFL talk as we possibly can. How does that sound to you, my friend?
That sounds good, and I'm surprised we made it through the first hour without talking that debacle in the UFC with Conor McGregor.
I was just about – you know what? It's funny because thinking – no, smart minds think alike, and I was just about to ask you what you thought of the debacle with Conor McGregor getting his butt kicked and then his opponent jumping out of the octagon to go after the team. It was absolute pandemonium. It became the WWE, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? I kind of blame Dana White for this with allowing McGregor to get away with so much over the years. I mean, sometimes this was bound to happen a little bit. Yeah, I kind of blame Dana White for this whole thing.
Yeah, Dana White probably enjoyed it. Let's be honest, man. You know, I think that he has a love-hate relationship with Conor McGregor. And as much as he hates him, he loves him just as much. So it is what it is. Anyways, yeah, it was absolutely a real show. And I know that Scott jumped in and he said he loved it. But the truth is that that's insanity. That's craziness. And that's what people have come to like and really love in sports. But anyways, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. We're going to come back with hour number two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you've been hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, taking his place on the U.S. Supreme Court after a very close vote to confirm him by the U.S. Senate yesterday.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell referring to that close vote.
I always thought landslides were kind of boring anyway.
Right after the confirmation vote, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation is a low moment for the Senate, for the court, for the country.
Indonesian authorities say they'll be wrapping up the search this Thursday for victims of last month's earthquake and tsunami. 1,700 are known dead. Thousands are still missing. What's expected to become Tropical Storm Michael later today could threaten the Gulf Coast by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Chicago community reacts after a former city police officer was found guilty of second-degree murder. Jason Van Dyke, who's white, convicted for the shooting death of a black teen, Laquan McDonald, who Van Dyke shot 16 times in 2014. Van Dyke also convicted of over a dozen other counts. Chicago's 45th Ward Alderman, John Arena.
I think this shows that there aren't nobody's above the law. People have to be held accountable, regardless of what your station is, what your job is in our city.
There were demonstrations when the verdict came in, but most were in favor of the verdict, and things did stay peaceful. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his meeting early Sunday in Pyongyang with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un went well. Pompeo posting a picture of himself and Kim on Twitter, writing that progress towards denuclearizing the North continues to be made. First Lady Melania Trump has returned from her first official trip abroad, finishing up a four-country visit to Africa. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An actor in the hit TV series The Walking Dead has passed away. 76-year-old Scott Wilson portrayed Herschel, starting in the AMC series, and his representative confirms Wilson died at his Los Angeles home yesterday from complications of leukemia. The announcement coming soon after fans of The Walking Dead had learned that Herschel was returning during the first half of Season 9. Among his other film roles, Wilson played the gas station attendant who shot and killed the main character in the 1974 version of The Great Gatsby with Robert Redford. British street artist Banksy pulls off an elaborate prank, and it's gone viral. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
A painting of one of his most well-known images,
The Girl with the Red Balloon sold for more than $1.4 million at an auction in London. Immediately after the gavel came down, a secret shredder hidden inside the frame destroyed the painting. The elusive and unpredictable artist astounded the crowd at the auction room. Banksy later posted the video on Instagram, writing, "Going, going, gone." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And comedian Cat Williams is in trouble with the law again, facing fresh assault charges after being arrested in Portland, Oregon, for an alleged attack on a limo driver after an argument on Friday night. And for USA Radio News,
here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Wow, what a week it's been. Major League Baseball postseason action is coming at us in full throttle. We've obviously got the NBA that has gotten started and literally right around the corner as well for that. We all know it's week five in the NFL and then college football going pretty solidly as well. A lot of upsets have been happening week in and week out. Welcome in, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
I'm always doing good when we're talking sports, man. So it's let's get to this NFL stuff. There's some big games today.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Obviously, I've only got you for about another 20 minutes or so, or whatever, 15 minutes or so, something like that. So we're obviously going to talk as much NFL football as we can. You can do it with us as well. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the week that was. Let's talk about the NFL games. Let's talk about the baseball. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Collins, the running back, single back. Flacco under center, third down and short, just inside the four-yard line. Flacco under center, turns, rolls to the right. Collins wide open, throws it to the running back out of the backfield, who rolls into the end zone for a touchdown. 3-yard pass from Flacco to Collins, and the Ravens on top.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Oh, sorry. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, coming at you here on the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A lot to get into, but with that highlight, we got to talk a little bit about Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens, who are once again 3-1. They play the Browns, who are 1-2-1. And the Browns have definitely made improvements. They've gotten better, but they're still finding ways to lose games. They're still finding ways to get themselves in a little bit of trouble.
Browns.
And the Browns, of course. But the Baker Mayfield, I'll be honest with you, I've relatively been impressed with what the kid has done. He came in the first game that he got there, first game he got the opportunity when Tyrod Taylor went out with the concussion protocol. You know, he goes in and obviously steals the show and they win the game. And after the game, he's very confident and poised and calm, cool, collected with the all the people that are he's talking to in the booth. And, and then goes out the next week and doesn't have the same type of success. Loses the game, but a really good football game, to be honest with you. Ravens come into town. Are the Ravens a surprise to you at 3-1? Because they're not a surprise to me that they're 3-1. I think they're a better football team than most people think. And, you know, I think they had one bad week, but the other 3 weeks, they've been relatively impressive in their victories, Mike.
Yes, they have. And, everybody knows that my household is a Steeler household. And we saw just how good last week you know, that team, that this team can be with their big win in Pittsburgh. So, you know, Flacco's playing at a high level. He's playing well. I think he felt a little bit of pressure once Baltimore selected Lamar Jackson a little bit. I think that's inspired him to do what he's doing. You know, and to be honest, you know, as far as I know, the injury bug really hasn't bit them too much. So, you know, when you're healthy and your starters are healthy, I mean, we all know what happens, and this is one of those things that can happen, especially when you do have talent on the team. Let's not think that they're some scrub team. They have some talent there, man.
Yeah, no, I think they're good. I mean, John Brown has been very good for them this season. Interesting how he wasn't able to do as well for the Arizona Cardinals, but go somewhere else and having some really good success. I mean, the guy's got 3 TDs on the season. I think 15 catches for 338 yards. So playing pretty well so far, at least on his way to a 1,000-yard season receiving. All right, so let's get into some of the things going on in the NFL. Looking at it, Mike, you know, you look at the standings, the Minnesota Vikings, I'm wondering kind of what's going on with them. You know, they've had a couple of games where they you know, obviously you can give them a little bit of a pass when they lose against the Rams, but you know, you get blown out at home by the Bills. You know, you've lost a couple in a row right now. You've got Kirk Cousins, who you brought in there to get you to the next level, you know, which would be a Super Bowl, because Case Keenum was able to get him to the NFC Championship game. Right. What do you think about what's going on in Minnesota right now?
I'll tell you what, I'll be quite honest with you. I don't know. Like you said, you can give them a pass against the Rams, because I think everybody's going to kind of get a pass against the Rams. But the Buffalo game really just sent up some red flags for me. And, you know, you have all the expectations with this team, and they make the big signing at quarterback, and you know, is this going to be the signing that get, like you said, like it's going to, is it going to get them over the hump? And right now you'd have to say no, because they're just not performing. And I don't know if it's a coaching scheme, a scheme thing, or maybe the Vikings just, they were kind of feeling their oats after last year a little bit and thought they had arrived, and you know, things like that. I mean, I don't know what is wrong up in Minnesota. I mean, what do you think? I mean, this is so shocking, because I think you and I are both on the same page in terms of Minnesota's going to make some noise this year. They could get to the Super Bowl. They do have some things that could work in their favor, but it's not working in their favor.
Yeah, I mean, look, right now they're out of the gates a little slow, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of expected that, to be serious. You know, right. A new guy in there, got to get familiar with those receivers who are really good. I mean, Thielen, Diggs, they've got a number of different weapons there, the Minnesota Vikings. Delvin Cook, by the way, a game-time decision for them at the Eagles. And they've got a tough schedule, too. Like, let's not kid ourselves. You know, you're playing the Eagles, you're playing the Rams. Again, they did have a free spot on the bingo card, but they didn't take advantage of it against the Buffalo Bills, who, by the way, the Green Bay Packers were able to shut out last week. They only put up 22 points. Aaron Rodgers not happy about that, but they do shut them out. And if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that's the only shutout that has taken place this season is by the Green Bay Packers. Am I correct on that, Mike? Do you know?
I believe you are. I don't want to say for 100%, but I believe you are correct.
Yeah, I just don't think I've seen anybody. I mean, I believe the Bills scored 3 points against the Ravens week one, but they did obviously get their butts handed to them. But again, nobody shut anybody out besides the Green Bay Packers. And let's talk, since we're in this division real quickly, let's just talk about, first and foremost, the Bears right now. I thought the Bears were going to be better than people thought they were going to be. Trubisky has made some good progressions, I'll be honest. I like the way that kid's playing. I think the direction he has gone is really good. Their running backs are really good. Their receivers are big and strong. Like, they're not that bad. And then, you know, you throw Khalil Mack in the equation for them on the defensive side of the ball. Wow, man. All of a sudden, there's something to talk about with the Chicago Bears now, man.
Yeah, I mean, anytime Trubisky, anytime a quarterback throws for six touchdowns, it certainly catches everybody's eye and how the offense, you know, is kind of clicking along right now. But you're exactly right with Khalil Mack, man. Khalil Mack has kind of brought that swag. They kind of, that defense in Chicago kind of has a little swag ever since Mack came on the scene. And let's face it, you know, Mack's in the top two or three. Maybe he is the best defensive player in the league right now, but he has certainly brought a swagger to the Chicago Bears. And it's kind of fun to watch because the Bears have been down for a number of years, and to see them kind of be reignited with, you know, getting Khalil Mack on the squad is, or it has been fun. So, you know, we have all that. You know, you got your Green Bay Packers today taking Detroit. What do you think is going to happen with that?
I think it's going to be a shootout, man. That's what I think. Anytime you go to D-Town and it's Aaron Rodgers and Matty Stafford, you're looking at a shootout. But, hey, real quick, I want to get this in before – I know you got to run after this, and I want to get this in because I think this is something that's of interest too. The Atlanta Falcons, 1-3 on the season, have been on the wrong side of some really good football games. Can they turn it around? I mean, dude, the Saints are there. You got the Panthers. That's a tough division. The Tampa Bay, even at 2-2, can the Falcons turn it around?
I think they can. I mean, you got Matty Ice, he's not a scrub. He's not maybe in that top tier, but he's next level right below that. You know, you got Julio Jones, Devontae Freeman, I believe, and you know, there's talent there. And look, they're going to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's just a big cluster right now in terms of how they're playing. I mean, it's up one week, down another, or just not playing well. That defense can't stop anybody. I can totally see Atlanta going into Pittsburgh today and pulling out a victory against the Steelers. But let me, before I get out of here, Jacksonville, Kansas City, buddy. Mahomes going up against, trying to do what he's been doing against that Jalen Ramsey, who's, you know, he's calling out receivers, he's talking trash, which I don't mind. Kind of gamesmanship a little bit. But what do you think happens with Jacksonville and Kansas City, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that Patrick Mahomes is chomping at the bit, and you know what, this is a day where he could really, really make a name for himself, right? I mean, the Jaguars are a good football team, Mike. Let's not kid ourselves. They've got a solid defense, which obviously Ramsey's on that side of the ball, and you know, he's not going one-on-one against Patrick Mahomes, but Patrick Mahomes, man, 14 touchdowns, the 1,200 yards, like no interceptions. Dude's been unbelievable. Right. So you have to be really, really impressed with what he's done. And I think he's looking at this as an opportunity for him to show one of the better, you know, corners in the game that he's legit. So I like the Chiefs somehow to maybe get this done against the Jaguars and, you know, kind of rainy, tough like conditions. So 57 degrees, mid 50s and some rain there in Kansas City, man.
And it's going to be a tough place to play. I mean, Kansas City, I mean, that stadium, we all know is one of the loudest in the NFL. So
yeah.
Let me ask you about Mahomes just for a second. Is he more Favre-like? Or who does he remind you of? I hear
that's so funny. No, that's so funny that you say that, because just the other day, you know, my friend Barry, he and I are sitting there talking a little bit about Mahomes, and he's like, dude, he's like a cross between Favre and Rodgers. I mean, you know, he gets outside, he moves really well, he can throw the ball, he can sling it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, to be quite honest with you.
But you
know, does he remind me of guys to a certain degree? Sure. But I'm just, look, the left-handed toss, that's a Brett Favre-like thing to do. You know, I mean, sure. I think there's definitely some similarities. The way that he gets out of the pocket and scrambles, that's Brett Favre. That's Aaron Rodgers. That's those two guys very much so. But he does it in his own way, man. Hey, you're not going to be here for a final take, so I'm going to give it to you now, man. What's your final take on the sports world for this week, bro?
You know what? My final take, and I'm going to talk about I'm going to talk about the whole McGregor mess, man.
Yeah.
You know, you can say what you want about the whole melee at the end, but to me, last night was this UFC being UFC. All these people, you saw them on Twitter. Oh my God, this is so horrible. And this is like, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is what the UFC brands itself on, this kind of mayhem, these kind of melees and just outright just chaos. So, you know, I think we all need to calm down with being shocked about what happened with Khabib and McGregor last night.
Good stuff, Mike Wilson, as always. Enjoy the rest of your time in Portland, Oregon, and we'll see you sooner than later, my friend.
All right, man. It's been good. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Mike Wilson, who joins me each and every week here on the program. I got to take a quick pause for the cause, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go through the NFL the way that I like to go through the NFL. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports. And, yes, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back, man.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Chiefs third and five in the gun, Mahomes from his 45. Two on the defensive line, five in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes arms out, stretch, shotgun snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. That is my homie, Patrick Mahomes. And you know what? He's been lighting up the NFL. So at this point in time, you have to talk about this guy every single week. And you will talk about him when he has the letdown as well. Because at some point, it's coming. I'm sorry, but it's not always going to go great. There's no way. It'd be the first time in the history of sports that a guy never had to deal with adversity. However, I suppose they dealt with a little adversity last week when they played Denver on the road. And they did come from behind to win that game in the fourth quarter. So Patrick Mahomes showing you a little bit of everything. Guy can sling it. Guy can get out in the pocket. Guy can use his legs. He's made all the right decisions, so he's obviously a smart quarterback. Hasn't thrown any interceptions. So right now, the talk of the NFL, obviously, and rightfully so, is my homie, Patrick Mahomes. Guy's been fantastic. See if he can continue it against the Jaguars, who have a very good defense, who definitely want to show the Chiefs that they're legit and that they weren't a one-hit wonder last season when they made it to the AFC Championship game. So I love this Patrick Mahomes kid. I love him. I think he's great. I think he's great for the NFL. Because you know what? We're going to need some new guys to come through here. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be around forever. Tom Brady isn't going to be around forever. Big Ben isn't going to be around forever. Joe Flacco isn't going to be around forever. So you do need some guys to come in and be able to step in those shoes and become the next Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. And why not have it be Patrick Mahomes? Why not have it be Patrick Mahomes? And you know, let's talk a little bit about that because I have someone making a comment. And I like it, Alfred, because I was talking a little bit about this during the break when I wasn't on the air. And I said, you know, there's been this influx of rookie quarterbacks this season, which has been really fun to watch. But I also think that if you're watching it and you're thinking that you're going to achieve greatness right away, I think you're asking way too much. So I think if you're going to play these young quarterbacks like the Baker Mayfields, like the Sam Darnolds, like the Josh Allens, and now the newest, Josh Rosen here in the desert, and he goes to San Francisco for his first road test. We'll see how he responds in that atmosphere. Because the truth of the matter is the Arizona Cardinals have not shown the ability to win a football game yet. We all know they're the only – hey, look, I got to call it the way it is, man. They're the only team that has not won a football game yet. They're 0-4. The Browns have even won a football game. Like, that's bad, man. I'm sorry, but that's bad when – you haven't won a football game, and the Browns have won a football game. And the Browns have looked good in every game that they've played. Cardinals have looked okay in some games. They've had their moments. But now with the Josh Rosen era here, you have to be patient. New coaching staff, a new quarterback. I mean, those are the two most important pieces. Let's be straight, man. That's why quarterbacks get paid $30 million to play. And the truth is about that, I think they're way overpaid, way overvalued. But it is what it is. And now you have Josh Rosen. Now you have Baker Mayfield. Now you have Patrick Mahomes. Now you have the Josh Allens, the Sam Darnolds. You have this next group of players that you're hoping blossom. At least I am. I'm hoping these guys all can come to fruition and become a really good player. Because when Brady's gone and when Rodgers is gone and when Big Ben is gone and Joe Flacco's gone, man, we're going to be hoping that the Jimmy Garoppolos, the Russell Wilsons, all these guys can step up and take that torch. Cam Newton. Drew Brees isn't going to be around forever either. Matty Ice isn't going to be around forever. So I think it's important for these guys, these younger guys, to be able to come in and take the torch and figure out a way to run with it. And that's why you have to give Patrick Mahomes so much credit. Out of all the young quarterbacks, and again, give Carson Wentz a few weeks. Don't get me wrong. I know he's awesome. Give him a few weeks to get himself totally back. And I think it'll be interesting to see how they play against the Vikings. Vikings need a victory bad. The Eagles kind of need a victory bad. So it's one of those things where sooner or later, throughout the season, you have to understand that there's no reason not to play these young guys if you're the Arizona Cardinals. If you're there's some other teams that have these young guys. Obviously the Jets, the Bills. I mean, what do they have to lose? Absolutely nothing. No one's expecting much from them anyway. So here's what Alfred says to me, and he's talking to me on Facebook. By the way, you can just go to my page. It's public at this point. Just type in Andy Dorf. Arizona going through some big changes. New coaching staff, new mentality as far as an offense and the defense, new quarterback. Yep, a lot of these things I've basically said, and he's agreeing with me. Look, man, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to come back. I'm going to continue rapping about the NFL. There's a lot of things that I really want to get into, to be quite honest with you. So keep it close. Dorfman's going to preach to you about the NFL. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, I'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Second and 10. End zone. Ebron caught it. Did he get both feet down? Touchdown. And exactly what the Colts needed. Coverage by McCourty and a 14-yard score.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Interesting highlight there. Good selection, Scott. And the truth is I love, again, I say this a lot, but I do love the clips that you wind up playing me, because a lot of times they're very relevant to what's going on in the sports world itself. And Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts are definitely something worth talking about. And not because they're winning ball games, it's because they're losing ball games. They're 1-4 on the season. They lose to the New England Patriots on Thursday night, 38-24. And it's not that Andrew Luck isn't playing great. He's playing okay. His team is bad, man. I'm sorry, but his team is just bad. Their defense gives up a lot of points. Offensively, it's all about Andrew Luck. And a lot of people are always like saying, you know, the Green Bay Packers are all about Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to only go as far as he can take them. I'll tell you what, the Indianapolis Colts, very similar. Very similar. They're going as far as Andrew Luck can take them. And from the looks of it, he's not taking them very far. So there's a comment that Alfred made, and I think it's an excellent comment, by the way, Alfred. Excellent comment about the Arizona Cardinals when he said that they also need, because I said they're not a very good football team. The Colts aren't a very good football team. The Jets aren't a very good football team. The Raiders aren't a very good football team. There's a lot of football teams that aren't very good, but there's reasons. And Alfred nailed it, man. Alfred absolutely nailed it. You have to have the right personnel to run your system. If you don't have the right personnel, well, then you're not going to run a very good offense, and you're not going to run a very good defense. You're not going to run a very good special teams, because you need the guys in the positions that you think can play them the way that you want them to play them. And I'm not seeing that right now from several different teams. Pittsburgh Steelers, too, by the way. I mean, come on. 1-2-1 in the bottom? They're tied with the Browns right now, people. Again, anytime you have your name or your team associated with the Browns, it ain't good, people. It ain't good. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But it's the truth. The Browns haven't been very good for a long time. They're improving. They're getting better. But they're still not good. All right, so let me get into a couple of things here. Just looking at the divisions as they are right now. Let me give you some thoughts. It's only a matter of time until the New England Patriots have that division all but wrapped up. Let's be honest. The Miami Dolphins play well in September, and then all of a sudden the wheels fall off, as they may have started to fall off against the Patriots 2 weeks ago, when they were almost shut out. I think it was 38-7. Wound up getting a late score. But that division's a joke. Like there's almost no reason to talk about that division. It's such a joke. It's been handed to the New England Patriots for about 20 freaking years now. So it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. The AFC North is more interesting. Way more interesting. Bengals are playing pretty solid football right now. I've been relatively impressed. I mean, you had a guy that was the coach, and then he got fired, and then they rehired him in Marv Lewis. And this year, at least so far, the Bengals look decent. Ravens, I think the Ravens are better than people think. I really do. I really think they're better than people think. The Browns and the Steelers, man. The Browns and the Steelers. I'm using them in the same sentence. Enough said. Let's move on. AFC South. Fun division. Fun division. Titans, Jaguars, both 3-1. I think they're both probably playoff teams, to be quite honest with you. I think they're both playoff teams. Houston Texans got out of the gate slow. Let's see if they can turn it around. I love Deshaun Watson. I really do. Very dynamic quarterback. Fun to watch. Really fun to watch. Probably one of the most fun guys to watch in the NFL. And then the Colts, like I said, just a disaster right now for Andrew Luck. Feel terrible for the guy. He's doing everything he can, man. The guy's throwing like 60 passes a game. They have no running game. Again, everyone says Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, all about him. Tell me that the Colts are any different, people. Tell me the Colts are any different. And they don't have the personnel that Aaron Rodgers has. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't have the greatest personnel. He's got better personnel than Andrew Luck, though. Kansas City Chiefs, man, Patrick Mahomes. What more is there to say? Dude is the story of the NFL. He's the guy right now. So fun to watch. Gets out of the pocket, slings it. Great accuracy. Doesn't make mistakes. I've got nothing bad to say about Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Defensively, I'll be interested to see how they hold up. Offensively, they're a juggernaut, man. Just get all those weapons, the ball in space, let them do their thing. And Patrick Mahomes is going to look like an all-pro in his second season and his first year of starting. It's that simple, man. It's that simple. And it shouldn't be, but it is. All right, let's move on. Broncos, we'll see how they do. Chargers, I think those two teams are obviously battling for second right now. Will the Raiders turn it around? I don't know. I'm not sure. Here's what happened there. They took a chance and they chose Derek Carr over Khalil Mack. That's ultimately what happened there. Right now, you would say Khalil Mack is way better as far as his value to the team than Derek Carr. But again, I'll say this: we way overpay NFL quarterbacks because you have to have a franchise quarterback. It's a quarterback's league. And somebody thought Derek Carr is a franchise quarterback. And maybe he is. Maybe time over time he will prove to be that guy. But right now Khalil Mack is winning that battle and the Oakland Raiders messed up. Flat out they messed up. All right. Washington Redskins, Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Giants. This is going to be fun. I'm sorry. It's just going to be fun. Because the Eagles are going to have a really tough schedule. You're the Super Bowl champion. And the Redskins, look, Alex Smith has looked pretty good at times. Dak Prescott, for all the garbage that people give him, he's not terrible. He is not terrible. Dak Prescott is okay in my mind. I think the Eagles are the best team here, but you never know. You absolutely never know. And the Giants, man, dude, Eli, what's up with Eli? He's bad Eli more often than he's good Eli. Now, let's be honest there. Not like he doesn't have weapons. And they added Saquon Barkley to that backfield. So this is anybody's race, anybody's ball game in the NFC East. Anybody's ball game. Chicago Bears, man, very impressed with how they have opened up. Look, you have to give credit where credit's due. Mitchell Trubisky is playing better. They have big, strong receivers. They have a good running game. And now with Khalil Mack, they have a defense that you have to fear. Chicago Bears are better than people think. Will they be able to maintain it? That's the question. Green Bay Packers, big game with the Detroit Lions. You can put yourself in a really good position. Really good position. And you have all kinds of weapons. You have Aaron Rodgers. Geronimo Allison has played really well this season. I've been really impressed with Geronimo. Vikings, they got to figure it out, man. The only way you do better is if Kirk Cousins gets you to the Super Bowl, flat out. And will the Lions figure it out at 1-3? I don't know. Saints, Panthers, Buccaneers, Falcons, going to be fun. Going to be fun. I think the Buccaneers will take themselves out, and the Falcons will figure out a way to get themselves in this thing. And then I think the Rams just run away with it. Who takes second place? You're all playing for second place. Seattle, San Francisco, and Arizona. And because of the quarterback situation, I'm going to take Seattle. All right, real quickly, I want to jump into the games from today and give you my predictions on what I think will happen. So I'll run through those real quickly. And in case you missed this, you can always go back on my Facebook and check it out, because I do put it on there, and you can always check out the rundown that the Dorfman has. Titans at the Bills today. I like the Titans, man, all over the Bills, even if they play musical quarterbacks, because all three of them have got to be better than Josh Allen. Dolphins, Bengals. I'm going to say the Bengals, man. I think this is when the Dolphins start getting their butts handed to them. They just don't play well after September. Ravens, Browns, great game. This is going to be a really, really fun game. It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to go with the Ravens, though. It's hard for me to say Browns and winning. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just really difficult for me to do that. Packers, Lions. Oof. We're talking about a shootout here, people. We are talking about a shootout. Will Aaron Rodgers have enough bullets in his gun? Or will Matt Stafford get it done? I want to say that the Packers are going to get it done, because it's going to be a great Wisconsin sports weekend. That's why they're getting it done. Packers are going to win on the road. They're going to win on the road, and so are the Brewers, by the way. Brewers are going to win one of those two games in Colorado. Jaguars and Chiefs. Wow, this is a great matchup. This is a seriously one of those great matchups. I'll be interested to see if Patrick Mahomes can keep the magic going against a really tough, sophisticated defense. I think he will. I do. I like the Chiefs. Broncos, Jets. I'm going to go with the Broncos. Falcons and Steelers. Whew. Both these teams are desperate. Desperate. Big time desperate. Man, I'm going to go with the Falcons on the road somehow. They're going to pull it off. I think Pittsburgh is on a really bad trend. Giants and Panthers, got to take the Panthers, man. Raiders and Chargers, got to take the Chargers. Vikings and Eagles, got to go with the Eagles for a couple of reasons. Both these teams need a victory, man. Vikings are 1-2-1. Eagles are 2-2. But I do think that Carson Wentz coming back, they're at home. Going to be tough playing at Lincoln Financial Field for the Minnesota Vikings. But weather's nice, so that may play a little bit of a factor. Weather's pretty nice, only like 74 degrees there. Cardinals, 49ers. I'm going to go with the 49ers, man. I think the Cardinals stay winless. It's just, they're just, for some reason, they're going to find a way to lose the game. Rams and Seahawks. I like the Rams, man. I just think they're a really, really good football team. Seahawks had a tough one. They were able to squeak it out last week against the Cardinals. Go home, a little bit of a letdown against Jared Goff and the Rams. Cowboys and Texans. I'm going to go with the Texans, man. I think that the Texans, you know what? They've got out to a rough start. Deshaun Watson, though, him and Dak Prescott, they're going to put on a good show. I like the Texans to pull that one out. Redskins, Saints, Monday Nighter. Look, man, I think you got to like the Saints. You got to like the Saints. Saints are destined to play well this week at home against the Redskins. Redskins are going to be 2-2 after this week. Teams that are on a bye, by the way, the Bears and the Buccaneers. So, a lot going on in the NFL, people. All those games. That's what's happening today. And you know what? We're just a few minutes away from those games, so I'm excited about it. I do need to take a quick pause for the cause for the final time today. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back with my parting shots, final thoughts. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back, everybody.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, Joe Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, for the final time today before the NFL gets kicked off here in a couple few minutes. As always, like to tell you, I'm live every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do come back late night style on the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when I start that show. And believe me, we'll have all of the action from today. We'll talk about it. But before I get out of here, obviously you got to give some final thoughts, parting shots, whatever you want to call them. And you know what? Truth is I'm a huge Wisconsin sports fan. And what a great day to be a fan of Wisconsin sports. Three of your professional teams all playing in the same day. The only three professional teams that you have. You have the Bucks, you have the Brewers, you have the Green Bay Packers. And they are all playing on the same day. That is not something that happens very often for any team in any state when you have all three of your teams playing on the same day. So something pretty special there. And also think about it like this, man. NL MVP in my man Christian Yelich. And then obviously Aaron Rodgers, always a guy that can be an MVP candidate. And now Giannis, Wisconsin sports have never been better, anybody. Anyways, I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Thanks to Scott, who always makes it happen for me on the other side of the glass. And then Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime, for his work. John Poulter, my professor of sports. I got to say peace. Let's go Green Bay. Let's go Milwaukee. Let's go Milwaukee Bucks and Brewers. I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. It's been another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.